Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, everyone, for hour number two here of Fans in the Pro. Got a couple of little housekeeping items. The Saints were awarded today tight end Zaire Mitchell-Payton off of waivers from the Baltimore Ravens, and a corresponding move, as they had to because they had to bring him onto the active. They waived running back Velus Jones, though I would suspect they will try to re-sign him to the practice squad and then maybe even a practice squad elevation tomorrow because they're down. They have just Alvin and
Devin,
you know, and Alvin's not 100%, so wouldn't be stunned if Velus clears that they do re-sign him and they could possibly use him, you know, back returning kicks as well. But that was one thing that we did not get to earlier was that they had made a roster move on Friday. And we got looking at the talk and text line because we kind of teased it, and that is we have just kind of seen the front edge of what is going to be this. The NBA couldn't have just, like, how do you not want to roll out the season? This is it. With this gambling, rigged poker games, four notorious organized crime families. I mean, it's just Chauncey Billups. I mean, what everybody is waiting on is the next shoe, right? Or shoes. Because names are going to start flying out.
I would use an S on shoes, yes. Not just one shoe. Names will fly out and information will leak as they kind of show more of the case that's already built. And we're not talking about a one-year investigation.
No.
We're talking about 4 or 5 years of investigation. And so the question becomes, how wide is the net? We know it would stretch from New York to to L.A., to Vegas, Chicago. Is it international? I mean, that's where the question truly goes. And so, look, there's nothing wrong with guys gambling. Obviously, there are some clauses and rules with who can gamble, what sports you can gamble. If you play poker, private poker, nothing is wrong with that. It is when the house gets a cut and if there is, what is it, wire fraud or money is being laundered.
Yeah, that's where the feds usually start. They start there and go backwards because the feds don't bring anything unless they know they're going to win.
Normally, so sometimes. Right. I mean, we've seen here even locally, there's the feds brought a case and
they will go backwards. They will start there.
And going backwards, it is a lot.
And then what happens?
They unravel. And who's talking?
Who sings?
Here?
There you go.
Who's talking here?
Right. Who's going to give up? Who's going to turn on who?
Who's talking here? And so, I'll just say in professional sports, we will watch and see, because I don't think it will be limited to just basketball. That's where we are today. But I do believe that there will be more shoes to fall. I'll put it that way.
That's a shame. It's just not how you wanted to start. It's just a good time. You know, it is what it is. You know, I'm not going to get involved. You know, I'm not going to get on my horse, my Haas. You know, it's just, you just wonder where it's going to go.
That's all we can do. That's all I mean.
I know the name Haas ain't going to be out there. I can tell you that.
You didn't get the invite?
I don't have any money.
You didn't get the invite?
I don't have any money.
You didn't get the call?
They laughed. They said, "We've seen your bank account, Mr. Haas. Thank you." Okay, just stay away. I'll tell you, man, it's will you watch World Series? Well, I don't know why.
I will. I don't know if I'll watch a complete game. I will probably flip between innings and just watch some of it, just because baseball has a a money or spending problem. Baseball has a salary cap none issue. They need a salary cap. and so baseball has a funding issue to where it's not fair. I can defer a contract. I can sign all of the best players. Half of their starting pitchers didn't even play the first half of the season. This is being the Dodgers. And the last part of the season, they come off of IR or, you know, whatever injury they may have, whatever ailment that they had, they're 100% now. And they go on a roll, and it's just like, okay, here we are again. Here we are again.
Go ahead, Kansas City. Yeah. Go ahead, other, you know, small markets. Battle. Although the small markets did pretty well.
Just like we just talk about the odds, the odds are going to be against you, though. And it's not impossible, but it's very hard.
Did you put in for your tickets? That's all I want to know. Did you get into the lottery?
Which lottery tickets? Like the mega lottery?
Nope.
Which lottery are you talking about?
The Savannah Bananas.
Savannah Bananas.
Man. You got to get into the lottery, man. Come on.
Mike.
March.
Mike. March what?
I think it's 14th, 15th.
I don't even need the real date.
14th,
March
15th.
What? What year?
26.
What year?
26.
Year of the Savior.
Coming to the Superdome.
I know it, but what year of the Savior?
You've got
to
get.
Year 2026.
Yes.
2026.
That's a couple of months from now.
Man, you know how much stuff we got to do from now.
We got to win some games between now and then.
Between now and when the Savannah Bananas come. Did you see the little the fiery bat though? You got to pull it up. Fiery bat. We got to go look.
We were
the Bananas.
Seattle. Right. And so we were in Seattle for the game. And it was on ESPN. Now, I didn't know.
That was your first time?
Yes.
Oh, no.
And I was like, what in gosh name? Yeah, what is this? No.
It is
and
made for
they
TV.
They won't explain it to you.
It is made. Well, they figure if you're late.
I'm so
now,
late to the
you're
game.
Late
I know.
You're late
but
to the
I'm
game
going,
now.
But this is ESPN.
They are made for TV action now. They're not the, just go to XYZ Stadium and sell out. They are selling out. The Superdome.
Yeah.
And
two nights?
The college stadiums.
Yeah.
Like
that it
collegiate,
yeah.
Collegiate
or South
stadiums.
Carolina. Yeah.
Both.
80,000.
Both. They've done, and this is not once. They're doing it at multiple places. You have other legit athletes
trying to get involved
with the it's the Globetrotters of baseball, but I mean, they do keep a score. They are trying to win. It's not just all tricks, but it is packed.
All right. Yeah, fiery bat. Am I looking up fiery bat?
Yeah, fiery bat. Yeah, right. And I don't know if The fire marshal was called on that, so that may have been a violation, too. That's an OSHA violation.
We're back to talking a little Saints and Tampa Bay with J.C. Allen. When we come back, I'm going to look up the fiery bat. We've got a lot more coming your way. Keep it right here on Fans in the Pro, WWL, AMFM.com. Always free on the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock on a beautiful Friday here in New Orleans. Pelicans tonight, LSU for high school football tonight. Don't forget that as well. LSU tomorrow. Tulane is, I think, they're next Thursday. James Madison plays Tuesday night. Tuesday night.
Do they play this weekend?
No.
Okay, and Tuesday so it's night. Just Tuesday night.
I'm going. I might go. It's in San Marcos, East Texas State. Oh. Driving over 8 hours. By myself. Don't think my family's going. Joining the show now, J.C. Allen, Tampa Bay reporter for Bucks Game Day, host of the Sick Podcast, Pirate Parlay. We're going to make sure we got that right. J.C., welcome to the show.
Yeah, how are we doing, guys? Happy to be here.
We are doing well. I don't understand why Baker hates us so much. I mean, we're good people. Deuce and I work hard. We got families and, we got people, responsible for. I don't know why Baker's so mad at everybody.
Yeah, the rivalry goes deep between the Saints and the.
Well, it does now. I don't think it did, but I think it does now.
Deuce was more worried about the Falcons back when he was playing. I've got to say too that the trio of you, Horn, and Brooks, one of my favorite trios ever watching. So props to you, my man.
Well, I appreciate it, but I kind of felt for the Saints and Bucks. A lot of respect for that defense when I played them, but I didn't know if it was a true rivalry, if that makes sense.
No, I think Cam has escalated to that era now, like the last – I think the Cam and their whole retiring Drew Brees thing kind of pushed Saints fans over the edge.
What is the latest that you are hearing, if anything, because he wasn't on Wednesday? It's really hard to tell because you guys just did a walkthrough because of the Monday night game with Vita Vea. He's going to be questionable. He's got the foot. He hasn't practiced this week. Sometimes we have players that go through that, and he's a veteran just like that. I mean, do you expect him or not expect him?
Yeah, I would think he would play at this point, right? More precautionary practices, the fact that he was limited and is questionable going in. It'll be one of those things where they work him out game time, see how he feels. Obviously, the walkthrough tomorrow, too, and see, how everything's feeling with him. But I think he'll play. This is, again, rivalry, not a rivalry, whatever you want to call it. This is a game that he certainly gets up for, and I think he wants to be a part of it as well. So it's obviously going to come down to ultimately how he feels, but trending in the right direction, I think, is what we're saying.
JC, just talk about the injuries that this team has been able to kind of overcome so far with a lot of key injuries, even guys starting on PUP, but, you're getting a couple of those guys back, but, just being hit very hard. But you look at the record, and it's like, man, this team is still really, really good.
Yeah, it's next man up mentality, that. And, these guys have bought into the system, bought into the culture, and everyone truly believes in one another in that building. If you're there, you're there for a reason. and you can help this team in some shape, way, form. And, you know, once they get healthy, that's the thing. We'll never get a chance to see what this offense and defense looked like on paper coming in with the Kalijah Kansi injury and then obviously with, you know, Cody Moat going down. But the prospects of getting Luke Goedeke potentially back after the bye and Bucky and Chris and McMillan, you know, those guys back on the offensive side, and they've still been able to kind of pull some wins out of you know, thin air there with some Baker magic and some, you know, fourth quarter miracles. There's confidence that, hey, reinforcements are on the way, at least on the offensive side of the ball. We don't know what's going on with Hassan Reddick, how long he'll be out. Bowles did say he'll probably be out a couple games, which their bye week is next week. So you're thinking at least this game and maybe the next two, if you're lucky. So maybe that's something the Bucks feel like they need to look at, it, whether it's free agency or through the trade market, is to upgrade there. But for the most part, you're getting a lot of guys back once they're injured, and you know, you got to feel good about the way you've been able to win games with those guys out too.
Yeah, I mean, especially the way that they've done it. Certainly, the cardiac Bucks, you know, winning those games, the four fourth quarter comebacks, you know, it was very impressive. I mean, I've watched them all, and then you know that Monday night game. Wow, I mean, now let's be honest, Detroit is, you know, dangerously good defensively, but they just, man, they had Tampa's number from the get-go, and the pressure and you know, batting down balls, and you know, Baker's throwing off his back foot, he was throwing high. It was that's the first time I've really, you know, it wasn't just like turnovers, although there were some. It's just, it was their defense had you guys out of sync.
Yeah, it's the blueprint right now, right? So if you're any of the team, you're looking at that. You want to play that combination coverage, man and zone, and you know, kind of confuse Baker on which one he's getting right until the play is snapped, until after the seconds after the play is snapped, and he's still kind of trying to identify that. And with the injuries to the right side of the line, you know, Michael Jordan playing his first game back in five games because he was banged up, and you know, Charlie Heck is struggling on that right side at tackle, and of course, you know, because of that. When you have a shaked-up line, you know very well, you know, you need to keep that tight end to chip, and that running back needs to stay in to pick up the block and pick up the pressure, so you have less outlets out there. And it was a game that really kind of got away from the Bucks and got away from offensive coordinator Josh Brizard, who's been, I thought, stellar. Literally just talked about it last week on my podcast. There hasn't been a game where I'm like, what are you doing? And it felt like, you know, 50 passes. You never want to have your offense throw 50 passes. That puts a lot of work on your quarterback, on your offensive line, on your tight ends, on your running backs, on your receivers. And that's how guys get injured from running so much and from having to, you know, go against guys pinning their ears back. So, you know, the Bucks are sure to kind of make some tweaks and adjustments as they head into New Orleans, because we know that defense is going to be up and ready to play. Certainly DeMario Davis, who's a legend in his own right, will get the guys rallied around. And as you saw in Detroit, it doesn't really matter what the secondary. If you can put that pressure on there and disguise enough things to confuse Baker, and then you got a chance at you know, holding them to minimal points.
JC, is there one position that you want to see, or even maybe even one player that you want to see? You've seen him take some steps, but there's still maybe more. And, you know, like I said, it doesn't have to necessarily be one player. It could be a position that, hey, you know, this is a group that needs to play better. I mean, because like for the Saints to have some more success from me, they've got to be able to run the ball. They've got to be able to stop the run. Yeah. That has been one of their biggest problems, running the ball consistently and stopping the run.
Yeah, I think the offensive line is easy to point to, right, because that's where it starts and, you know, getting the run game going. And with all the bodies they've had there, it's been hard to get consistency. You know how important it is to have those five guys in front of you that have that consistency, camaraderie, and kind of know what the other one's thinking before it even happens. And that's how, you know, those big plays can occur, because everyone's on the same page. So, you know, I think that's one area you can look at. And hopefully once they get Luke Goedeke back, hopefully soon after the bye week, you know, they can have – now you just have one guy you're plugging in there. And it's a little bit more consistency across the line. And you don't have to worry about, you know, keeping that guy into chip because you feel really strong about right tackle. I think if you go defensively, you know, staying on the offense, I think wide receiver has done a phenomenal job, whoever it's been. Ryan Miller, Sterling Shepard, Tez Johnson stepping up and replacing that. Godwin, replacing that. Agbuka, replacing that. Mike Evans role, those guys who have been banged up. But defensively, I think linebacker is one position you look at where, you know, they're getting consistently beat by backs and tight ends. Levante David can get there before plays happen, but he doesn't have the speed to catch up or to keep up like he used to. Devontae Dennis has gotten better in coverage, but he's still much improvement is needed there as well. They're letting up, you know, one or two big chunk plays. And then, you know, I think the secondary has been phenomenal. But I think someone I want to see more is Zion McCollum. He just got the contract extension. He doesn't have an interception on the year. He's been playing pretty good football. You know, he's allowed three touchdowns on the season. But I'd like for him to step up and make some plays and get some interceptions and use that speed and maybe, you know, bring one to the house or something like that. I'd like to see more from him.
What do you believe the Buccaneers, just in talking to them and just around, feel about this Saints offense and Spencer Rattler? Because this will be the third meeting between the Buccaneers and Rattler, which is pretty strange. Guy's only played 15 games, and this is his third time playing the Buccaneers. Every five games, he plays the Bucs. He hasn't played Atlanta or Carolina yet in the division. He's playing Tampa for a third time. Now, that can go both ways, because I felt in the first half of that Week 18 game last year was probably – his best half. He threw 28 passes, which seems like way too much, but it was very in control. And I'm just curious as to what they feel a threat that Spencer and this offense can be.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to overlook anybody or take anybody lightly, especially not a division rival. And you just go back to that first time they met. You know, Spencer Rattler threw, what, three touchdowns? They scored 27 points or 24 points in the second quarter before the Bucs ended up pulling away. But you know, it's just they know that he can strike and they can do damage with those weapons with Olave and with Juwan Johnson and Rashid Shaheed and obviously Alvin Kamara, who they're very familiar with. You know, they're not going to overlook this team, take them lightly at all. Obviously, there are limitations to the quarterbacks and guys are aware of who's the best and who's not and who's this. And but, you know, I think if they didn't learn that lesson last week against the Detroit Lions, completely banged up secondary with guys off the street, signed the week before, coming off the practice squad to start and make plays, then I don't know who they're going to learn that up against, that you can never overlook somebody or overlook a position group or overlook an opponent. So that's not what they're doing this week. I think they're going to be locked in. They want to get some revenge, you know, for what happened, or get some, not revenge against the Saints, but just some get back. You know, this has got to be a get back game for them. And I think they're going into it saying, hey, we got to just play our game. Things got out of control. Let's settle in and, you know, play with the guys we got and handle our business and rack up another divisional win.
Well, they're all important. And we are, the Saints' bye is coming up as well after Tampa at the Rams and then at Carolina and then finally a bye as well. So we shall see. Baker made it more interesting, I will say. I'll be honest. You know, just from a fan standpoint, I think he just made it more interesting. So we'll see how things go. We appreciate your time. Have a safe weekend. And after Sunday, good luck the rest of the way.
Absolutely. And I'll talk to you guys down the road.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
J.C. Allen, Tampa Bay reporter for Bucs Game Day, host of the Sick Podcast, Pirate Parlay, at J.C. Allen NFL. Who was he talking about? Was he talking about Aaron Brooks with you? Aaron Brooks and you
Joe
and
Horn.
Joe Horn.
Yeah.
Aaron Brooks?
Yeah, I was with Brooks.
I know, but
first couple of years.
I could never. Me and
oh, no, we had battles against the Tampa. I mean, that was
Aaron
Sapp
was either,
and Brooks.
It was either five TDs or five of the other
way. Yeah, we'll just call it other way.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, we had battles with him.
Yeah. I know. I looked at some of the games. You were over 100, I think, five or six times against Tampa.
If you played well against Tampa, you could play well against anybody.
Yeah, good defense. We're going to take a break. Charlie's, I hear the music. We'll talk a little bit more about Tampa on the other side.
So you're not going to act like Bobby here and just continue?
No, Bobby hears the music too. But I will take the break. We'll come back, talk more after this. It's Fans of the Pro till 6 o'clock in the Brian Kelly Show and the Manning Family Prep Football Roundup. That's at 7. Back after this on Fans of the Pro. Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister for about another 14, 15 minutes. Big John and Metairie, welcome to the show. You're on with Deuce and Haas. How are you, sir? What you got?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Deuce. How y'all been?
We're good, man.
Doing good.
Let me tell you what I want to say. I hope a lot of people out there realize that this has been going on a long time with these fixings of these games and the point shaving. And what I mean by that is, I've had two examples in my lifetime. I'm older. Mike, you'll probably remember a place on Canal Boulevard that the Mafia had ran back in the early 80s. And I got some tips back then from a cousin of mine. And he point blank told me what was going to happen in one of the Saints games. And sure enough, the following day in the Dome is exactly what happened. The umpire had owed them a lot of money, so he made sure that the Saints covered the spread. And I've had it happen a couple times with basketball. And if people think that Vegas doesn't love this stuff, the only time Vegas gets alerted to this is when you get seven casinos that's all on one side. Because the casino's job is to get it balanced, where they're making 10% on one side and 10 on the other. They'll lay it off to the other side of the casino. But the casino's lucky. It's when all the money's coming in on one side. Then they know that something stinks. But this has been going on for a long, long time. So I just want to hear what y'all's thoughts are.
Yeah, well, it wasn't necessarily the fixing of games.
Yeah,
it
was two different things.
Yeah, it was more of a prop bet, which is, I mean, yes, it's we know it's been happening offshore or, look, man, I mean, if you've been around, running numbers, no, there's still some offshore. There's still some offshore. I mean, because you know, you still got Uncle Sam out there.
That's right. It's not about the gambling, it's about the laundering.
Correct. And so, the NFL, I'll put it this way, professional sports, since it's been legal, a lot of them, and we know the majority of them, have partnered with sports books or the companies that kind of own or run those sites. I think from an educational standpoint, you have to consistently educate it. But it's also hard when every time you turn on the radio, every time you turn on the TV, it's that ad. But you're telling this player, hey, you can't do this, you can't do that. It's a thin line at all sports. They're having to hold together in a sense. But there is enough technology out there now that wasn't out there 20 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, where you can tell something's up. You know, and you can look at it and tell something's up, because here's the great conspiracy theory that, hey, the script writers have already written it in that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be playing the Kansas City Chiefs. And those two teams will be in the Super Bowl in San Francisco this year. Now, Mike, do you believe that is true?
No, I do not.
But you have a fraction of people that believe, well, Vegas said it was. Look, I get that that's what you want to believe, but it's just not it's not that way. And even an umpire or an official, you know, there's games that or calls that are made at times. It's like, that wasn't right. And sometimes they're overturned. Sometimes they are not. But there's enough technology out there now where there may be a buzz down. Are you sure that's what you're calling? Or are you sure that that's what you guys are going to stick by? So the NFL is trying to take over a little bit more to take the human element or error out of it. But, no, I'm not going to say here and be naive enough to say that, oh, man, no, there's no gambling going on in sports. None whatsoever. Because that's just not true.
Yeah. Well, I mean, guess what? NCAA, college football, you did this. You did this. Professional sports, gambling, you did this. You opened the door, and people are walking through. So I'm not blaming anybody.
They're not walking. They're running.
Right. So, you know. All right, take a break. Thanks, Big John. We appreciate it, as always. Back after this, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, wrap things up here on Fans in the Pro, WWLAMFM.com, always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back. Just a couple of more minutes. Got a couple of things to take care of. First off, don't forget, 3 o'clock Sunday, 3:05 to be honest. 3:05. This game has not been switched. This is a 3:05 kick between Tampa Bay and the Saints.
So it's a 3:05 kick. So, Mike, you got time. I'm going to be out with the Crown Royal Roll Rig. So that's the big 18-wheeler.
Yeah.
Now, I know it's, you know, we got to get us plenty of water. It's a hydration. But for all those fans that want to come out and get make sure that they get themselves right, I'm going to be out there from like 11:30 to possibly 1, somewhere in there.
You don't get caught in all that traffic now. You
I'm
get
at the dome. I'm at, we're at the dome. We're on we're on campus, baby. We're on campus. This
I can walk down there from my office.
I may bring you one up. I may bring you one up and just say, hey, this is our victory. Like, you know, they have the victory cigars.
Yes,
this is our victory grown folks cocktail. So no, I'm excited to be out there. You know, with Crown Royal and the Royal Rig, and so that rig doesn't go a lot of places. So this is one of the big games, regardless of records.
So don't worry about the weather. Don't just go where. So where do people go? Is it where do they walk to?
The parking lot is right there by the Superdome.
Okay,
it's literally taking up
you
one
can't
of those.
Miss it.
Yeah, you can't miss it. It's literally taking up one of the. Don't beat me up, but probably premium parking space.
Hey man, it's all right. You know, I'm sure it wasn't free. Hey, it's a big one on Sunday, man. All right, Saints fans, here's my challenge for you. I want to see some creative Baker signs. I want some creative Baker signs. I'm into this. I'm on the Baker game now.
Well, I need the Saints fans to get loud. Now,
yes.
Saints team, we got to give them a reason to get loud. But I need the Saints fans to get loud. And if you're not doing anything, what time does the Pelicans kick off tonight?
7.
7? So you still got time to get over to the to the Smoothie King Center, to the Blender.
To Blender tonight to see it all, to see the big matchup. Victor and Zion. Thanks to Charlie Long in the booth. Thanks, of course, to Deuce McAllister and everyone. And thanks for listening. Big weekend of sports that culminates Sunday at 3 with the Saints beating Baker and the Buccaneers. Thanks for listening. The news is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.